I almost died, you gave me something I can live for. Hey, all them times I made you cry, wish I could clear them up. Guess you was trying to break my heart and make me feel something. And you know I'm stuck inside this child like I'm a deer or something. And you know I stand up on my ten and I ain't fearing nothing. You know I get booked today, then you might not be hearing from me. You seem to hate me.
You know what I'm saying? I think I work for a little more than
that. Yeah, you got a shot.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that the same shot from last time?
No, it's a new one.
No, it's the same one.
Stop fucking lying.
This is a new one.
That was kind of aggressive. Hey,
it was. I'm sorry. You want to tone it down a little bit?
Hey, Plain Jane.
A little too rough.
We don't show labels on here till they pay for it.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad.
So always
no
to
labels
the side.
Till they pay for it.
Always to the side. You know.
Oh, Big John came
John
through Thursday.
John Galbraith here today.
Yeah, he came through Thursday. Okay.
Hey, John, you did slide. I appreciate you.
Oh,
I remember every face that slid, bro.
Hey, real quick. I hit John the next day. I said, bro, you should have stayed. He's like, man, I ain't know.
No, bro, because that shit got a little wild.
Hey, it got a little wild now. It did.
Unk got it goddamn.
Man, don't even
please
get started
don't
on
bring
that
up.
Shit. Please don't even bring it up.
Because what we going to say after that?
Well, that nigga got some
top that
shit. That nigga got some clip bait from hell.
No, for real.
I said he said if I was rewatching that shit.
My boy John Wirtz tapping in. What's happening? If you need a car, go tap in with my boy, man.
For sure. He liked it.
You know what I'm saying?
Real.
John Wirtz or Rico Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Either
I love
one
how
them.
He put his name up there like nobody see his name up there.
Who?
John. Talking about John Wirtz in the building. Nigga, we see your name. We see
you. You know, these them niggas.
Talking in third person.
Them niggas from Darlington kind of fried off Tito's. That's all y'all drinking, Darlington. It's Tito's.
Gin.
And Espinado.
What is it? Espinado.
What
is that?
And
Mi
Tierra.
Oh, I can't even judge.
And Mi Campo.
That
Espinado
stuff.
Mi Campo.
Okay, that's what
it is.
What is that?
Mi Campo is that new tequila.
Oh,
nasty.
Some nasty shit.
And then how you ready to fight?
The Espinado shit, it got like dead people on the
and
label.
Gin.
Espalon?
Oh, gin. That's what it is. Espinado.
They gonna correct you.
It got dead people on it.
Talk about Espinado.
That's what I thought.
Darlington County gonna correct you. They drink gin and juice enough.
Oh, you from Darlington?
But,
yikes. I live there.
Say no, but.
So my own real John Taylor.
Don't do that. Hold up.
I don't. Okay.
Hey, Yaya, we need food next time.
No, Yaya.
I had to leave and feed my liquor.
No, Yaya was supposed to bring food this time.
Yaya, I'm getting
nobody
sick of tired of you not bringing no food.
No menu other than wings. That's all I heard was wings.
That's nobody. Right. You could have brought wings.
Lil Slab.
So I was supposed to buy the groceries, cook it, and then bring it on my birthday.
Lil Slab just asked me.
Oh, okay. Nobody said nothing about wings today.
Lil Slab just asked me, I like what you're doing. Y'all folks keep going on the way to the top.
He's about
when you doing
SC
unsigned artists? Okay, hey, listen.
Oh, that might be an episode.
No,
for real.
I ain't gonna lie. I just literally talked to Yoshi about this. We gonna rebrand, bro. I got like another name that I'm about to come up with. I'm about to do my own logo, and we gonna start doing interviews, bro. And I'm gonna bring y'all on, and we gonna have the same amount of fun as what we having. You feel me? But I'm gonna give y'all a chance, bro. Like. Everybody from the Carolinas, bro, we're going to put this shit in the way. And they're going to be...
Don't let your music be trash.
And, please.
And, I just feel like if you come up here with your music, you should just let us give our honest opinion.
But
don't
I'm
be mad.
I'm going to already do my research before you come up here.
Okay. So you're going to have to send it to you before we even get here?
Yeah, because if it ain't even good, don't... And then, you know, they're going to be like, no, I don't watch your heart. No,
and
nigga,
I want you to do like a little performance.
Bro, I ain't going to lie.
2-3 minute performance, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
for sure. So it's going to
be dope.
Yeah, it's going to be shit like that. We're going. Just give me a couple weeks, bro. We're going to put that shit together. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just going to be for artists. It's going to be for anybody from the Carolinas who kind of like...
Carmen, you know we always need that.
Yeah, she make good at drinks,
her drink so motherfucking
Carmen,
good.
If you go watch, like, podcasts, like, what they call?
Drink Champs.
Huh? Drink Champs. It's another one too with the girls. I love them. Drea and
you talking about cocktails?
Yeah.
Kiki.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
So they have like a segment the way the bartender bring them a drink.
You talking about cocktails with Kiki and Medina?
Yeah, we're gonna do that too.
Huh? Cocktails with Kiki and Medina.
Take them shots.
No, I'm just saying,
like,
hey, look, here we go.
We going to.
Come on,
shots
y'all.
Shots up.
Oh, my God. Jay, this shot's so big.
We need toast for real, nigga.
Okay. Didn't
man,
even taste
that.
Nothing. Like,
nothing.
Tap that teeth.
Oh, shit.
Poor Minds, that's it.
Poor Minds, for sure.
Yeah. Poor Minds. Shout out to Raphael.
Oh, shit.
Poor Minds. I love them. So listen, Carmen, if you down to do some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Produce a drink, but like present a drink every week.
First on,
we ask y'all what
that
y'all
blue drink so motherfucking somebody good. Said, that shit have, yeah.
Hold on real quick. Samitra trying to get us to take shots, and she ain't shooting shit right now.
Oh man, Samitra, you ain't got not
Samitra,
a shot.
You can't
in your
be
hand.
Doing all that shit.
We ain't got not one shot. Okay, hey, but right, let's get on subject. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bet. Today, Tammy Town, your big headed ass decided to, you know, be scared. But you know, we ain't gonna do too much. She shared some shit, right? Well, she made a status, I'ma read. Mind y'all, these ain't my reading glasses. These just make me look good. Oh, you feel me?
He can't read.
So sometimes, oh, sure, shut up. I ain't never been the one to read in front of the class. But sitting here thinking, I've never been in a relationship in my adult life with a person with no kids. It's always kids/baby mamas. Always someone that has to come before me. I love to experience the love to where it's just me and I'm top priority.
I got a question.
Then listen, I had comment on that shit and I say, what, like, hold on, let me be accurate.
Right, read that shit verbatim.
You need a kid then. But I wasn't saying like... I wasn't saying like as a baby. I'm saying like you need like a kid. Cause like I don't think I'ma just knock my shit out. Y'all can talk about whatever. But like I feel like y'all be wanting like that's just like some internet shit for one.
Mm-hmm.
But two, you asking for a nigga to prioritize you. For one, When we fall in love with shit or when we come into some shit with somebody, it's always like a pattern that you fall in love with the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if my pattern is being able to provide and whatever the case may be and like I'm giving you all my time and attention because I ain't got no fucking kids and then we got the vibe the way we create a fucking kid but I'm still a man. Mm-hmm. My kid gonna come before you every time.
Mm-hmm. But the kid's
so
supposed to.
When we make a kid... You know what I'm saying? We get to that point, we make a kid, bro. Like we're not gonna have that same vibe because that's what we was built off of. Me, just my attention, just being on you. If you a selfish ass person, bro, like we ain't kids no more.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need niggas with kids so you can kind of pay attention to like how he do with his kids because y'all damn sure don't do it like how he do with his mama. You know what I'm saying? Like.
I just feel like that post is more so for somebody who's like still young, like maybe like just coming out of like high school or college or something like that. Somebody who ain't really experienced like that. Because when you think about it, people in their 30s, it ain't too many people in their 30s who don't have kids.
Right. That is
You know what
true.
I'm saying?
That
so it's like the pickings are very, very slim.
I mean, at
so
this point, everybody got kids.
Everybody got kids. Even if it's just one. I feel like you should be able to get to the point where you can limit. Like you don't have to talk to the nigga who got, you know, 7-8 kids.
Right.
You can talk to a man who got maybe one or two.
For real. Yeah. If you in love,
something
you want,
to deal with.
Definitely the limit. Once you
Tariq
go,
said, if you
know,
in love,
once you get, you know what I'm saying? You got.
If you in love with someone, you'll make them a priority kid or not. Nah, that's for real. Nah, that's just like some internet.
My
mama, bro, it's just like some internet shit, bro. If enough women get together and put a match on that fire, bro, you know how big that fucking fire get, bro?
But here's my question is like, how old are you? Because after
that's the first question.
Like after a certain age, you're not meeting you. It's very rare.
I feel like
rare.
After 18,
that's why I just said that.
Rare you're gonna
college,
meet.
High school, you just get out of school. That's
freshman
like,
year of college. You might even be meeting somebody that got kids.
But bro, we got grown people who kind of like think like that too. We got grown people who kind of like got 2 and 3 kids, but want you to have none.
But his
and
thing,
some of you dumbass niggas is out this bitch.
But at the end of the day, like on some real shit, on some real shit,
you know what I'm saying? Like
if I didn't have kids, you wouldn't be first anyway.
But listen though, if I didn't have kids,
I would be first.
If I didn't have kids, bro,
I'm
okay,
first
like,
regardless.
Don't get me wrong, bro. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of niggas in this world, bro. That kids ain't in their budget. Kids don't really matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, but like a nigga who
Samitra,
like
true as fuck on my soul.
But it's some niggas like me, bro. Where my kid changed me, bro. If I ain't had my kid, I wouldn't be the nigga I am today. Right, real talk. So like, bro, when my kid came into the world, bro, and I look, you know, how they put the baby up underneath that hot ass lamp, shit,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bro. When that nigga was looking at me, bro,
Man, that should change your life, bro.
For one, I couldn't stop crying. For two, bro, like, it ain't just about you no more, bro. Like, bro, you got somebody you got somebody who calling you daddy for real. It'd be different when you pick up a baby and you give them back to their people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, bro, you will never experience true love, bro.
I got a question.
The main question is how old is she? And then we can kind of go from there because.
I got a better question.
What up?
Why is you fucking with niggas who don't fuck with their kids anyway?
Bro, they don't give a fuck. They be thinking they can change a nigga.
You can't say they don't give a fuck because you got some of these girls out here who will love a nigga down. The problem is bitches be wanting to
compete with. But he don't fuck with his kids. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, ho, read Samicha's comment, bro.
That what I said. Samicha's comment true as fuck.
Samicha said the problem is bitches be wanting to compete with the kids when really it's levels. A man can love you and his kids.
Right.
Y'all really not the same. And listen,
if I feel like I even got to pick and choose, I'm gone, bro. I'm never gonna make my son feel like I'm never gonna make my son. For one, bro, like I just told y'all last week, bro. For me, I can't really say about other people, but for me, I never experienced love, or I ain't knew what love was, bro, until I had a kid.
What a guy.
Like. A person who kind of like love you, the love don't change, bro.
Yep.
The love don't change because you ain't got no money, because you can't pay no bills, because you ain't got no car, because you ain't got no clothes, because you ain't got no shoes. Mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck.
They love you any damn.
My baby coming to me all the time.
Bro, listen, I remember one time, bro, I was going through some shit, bro, and I was kind of like just knocked off my pivot a little bit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if my baby could feel that shit, bro. Nigga just walked up to me, bro. I'm scrolling in my phone, bro, and put his hand on my face and told me, "Daddy, it's okay."
Yeah.
Boy.
Kids be knowing.
That made me chin up, chest up, bro. Like, bro, this nigga watching me for real, bro. I ain't got time to be.
Yeah, because my baby, he'll do that. Like, if he can tell if I'm going through something, he'll come to me like, "It's okay, mommy." He'll give me a hug and
big hug, like, "Damn." And be like, "Mommy, I love you."
Yeah, bro, I love you, mommy.
Listen, bro.
Like, oh, my God.
You be ready to
my son just be randomly, bro. "Daddy, you the best."
Yes, yes.
"Daddy,
yes.
I love you so much." "Daddy, can I get a hug and a kiss?" Yeah. We're like, damn, bro, like, you love me that much for real, bro? Like, then, bro, like, I don't know, bro. Like, I just can't explain that shit, bro. That shit just made me want to be a better dad, period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm this little person superhero, bro, this shit gonna go down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really give a fuck about love. Mm-hmm. I don't really give a fuck about being loved by nobody, bro. Like,
I got
somebody who kind of... Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I just feel like that post is more so for younger people, somebody who's just now starting their life. Somebody who's just about to be on their own.
"In my adult life."
That's some selfish shit. That's all it is.
That's what that is.
Because I mean, just me personally, at this age and time, you're gonna meet somebody that has kids. So
fuck regardless of however they treat you or whatever the case may be, just because I got a kid and a baby mama, like, you don't feel like the love real because
and
I can't.
And the love is not. You can't compare the love for your kids to the love of, you know, for the love that you have for whoever your person is.
You're
like,
not my kid.
That's totally different. Like, how I love whoever I'm talking to, dealing with my person, I wouldn't this love my say, child the same.
Oh, right. Let me get on this two nigga ass right quick. Tariq, you know I fuck with you. Step daddy me any day. Go have your own fucking kids, bro.
Reek, I am ready for a little cousin.
Oh, chill. Go have your own kids, bro. Go have your own kids, bro. Like, you can't, like, it's a lot of niggas out this bitch who feel like, bro, I could just be a stepdaddy.
My child don't need a stepdad.
You niggas who got aspirations to just want to be a stepdad need to be studied. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I feel like that's just an attack at the baby daddy. Like, yeah, I just want to be a stepdaddy.
But what if the nigga ain't around? What if the nigga ain't around?
Right. No, but I just feel
Do you just want to be a daddy, bro? You're not a stepdad until you put years into this shit.
True.
Y'all niggas be wanting to be stepdaddies 90 days in. You know what I'm saying?
But why do y'all want y'all kids to have a stepdaddy so bad? I just feel like my child don't need a stepdad. Like, you in the picture, you could kind of, I mean, not say take on that whole role because you're not his dad at the end of the day. Like, you guys own that. If you a man, you in the house, we together, okay, yeah, you can say certain
you're
shit.
You're right.
Right. I ain't gonna lie.
But not to a certain
like,
extent.
Also, real shit, in my personal situation, like, shit, my baby mama, you know, having another baby.
You know what I'm saying?
So, bro, I ain't the type of nigga to just be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just starting bad shit.
Yeah.
But, shit, you ain't that nigga stepdaddy either.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, bro, that nigga got daddy.
That's
you
what
ain't
I'm
got
saying.
The
you active though.
You were talking. You ain't got too, so
but
like,
I'm saying though, like, on some shit like, bro, with people who be in situations like that, I'm an active daddy, or you just claiming to be a stepdad. No, the fuck you not. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you what you and BM got going on that between y'all?
Yeah.
Now we just share a BM. You feel what I'm saying?
You
like,
got some of
ain't
them.
No bad energy, ain't no negative energy, bro. You handle your business, I handle mine.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But like, that as far true. As you just walk around this bitch, oh, I'm stepdad, step
no,
step
nigga,
down.
No, you're
nigga,
not.
You better put step a, when, you, when you go marry her and put a, like, change last name, okay, cool. Yeah, you stepdad for real.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
I don't
but
like no man who want to come up to me and we first start talking like, oh, yeah, I want to be stepdad. You know the fuck, bitch, he got a dad.
No, you got to put it to work.
He got a dad.
Cause like, this the daddy work. That pulls up. All right, I'm testing jaws by my baby. I don't give a fuck what you talking about.
What you doing, Jay?
I don't care what type
testing
of stories.
Jaws.
I don't care. But, I don't tell what type of, I don't care what type of stories you get from Saudi. I don't care what type of like how y'all lay up and talk. Whatever the case may be, just know for a 50 fact, Jeremy Jr.'s daddy. Listen, we'll put some blood in your mouth by his
like,
baby boy.
Like on some real shit, when my ex got with her new boyfriend and they moved to Atlanta, I said, hey, I called dude and I said, we need to sit down.
Bro, I'm be real.
And
I don't want to sit down, bro.
And I drove to Atlanta.
I don't want to sit down, bro. Now, because
I feel like that's grown as fuck.
No.
I don't mean to cut you out, but I don't want to sit down, bro. Because like me personally, bro, I kind of live life a different way than y'all niggas.
No.
So like, you probably him, can take a little bit of like.
No, I can't.
All right, because I'm coming across the table where we sitting down that nigga.
No,
if I feel disrespect,
no,
I'm gonna show your ass.
No, there's no reason for me to feel disrespect. There's no reason for me to feel
no
disrespect
fight.
In this moment.
I beat, nigga.
But I needed him to know in that moment. I said, me and your lady, we ain't together. But that is the mother of my children.
Word.
And these are my kids. You put hands on one of these two. I'm going to jail.
Yeah,
you
see I feel what Michael like, listen, bro. And listen, ain't no discipline in going on, nigga.
Nah.
You called me.
You called, yeah.
Because I pulled up.
He got a daddy. They got a daddy.
Why do niggas feel like they so comfortable with doing that? Like somebody else's
I'm
child.
I'm
like,
a
bitch,
discipline
you're not about to touch
you.
My child.
I'm a discipline you. Just like how you feel like you can cut ass, I'm going to cut your ass.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying?
Don't put your hands on
regardless of whatever story you get to hear or whatever you feel like, oh, yeah, he ain't really. Okay. I'm telling you. I can pinky swear to you. I can put my pinky on this one. I'm coming to see you now. Where the fuck we at?
My child got one time to call me and say so-and-so put
Jesus.
Their hands on me. Oh.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't play like that. Jesus. Some girl
and
is cool with that shit. I'm not cool with that shit.
After I beat your ass, guess what I'm going to tell my baby? Oh, he ain't going to touch you no more, big boy.
Oh, no. They're going to see me on the news. All I'm going to say, all they're going to see is, he ain't gonna touch nobody else.
Attempted murder.
He ain't gonna touch nobody
else. Yeah, bro. Like, and bro, it ain't nothing but respect because I respect your household.
Yeah.
Just like you gonna respect mine. But at the end of the day, like I say, I don't expect for you to discipline my child out of love, nigga. Cause it gonna hurt me to discipline my child. It ain't gonna hurt you.
Hey, y'all got
you
a question.
I got a question.
Y'all got a question.
Yeah, she said.
So y'all don't feel like it's okay for another man or woman to chastise your kid?
Hell I'm not.
Hold
no.
Wait, first.
Chastise is different than.
Chastise and discipline is different. Because if I'm not around, you're supposed to be able to correct my kid.
Right.
You're supposed to be able to, like, My child need to respect
you
too.
As an adult,
you feel what I'm saying?
House.
Like,
but as far
as you like
putting your hands,
jacking my nigga up and
putting your hands on my child,
pushing him in the corner. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Now I got to come do
y'all
something.
See how
to
you.
I'm
gonna
push you in the corner.
Real talk.
I'm pulling the fuck up. All right.
You gonna stand with your nose on the wall? I tell you that.
So listen. That's what I'm saying. Like, motherfuckers be like, ain't nobody. And listen, Dorothy just said, don't nobody need to be chastising people, kids.
Facts.
It's different because a lot of y'all be having disrespectful fucking kids, and you don't correct.
100%.
And you don't correct. And you don't correct it yourself. So if you got a real man around you, and your son doing something outside the way and he feel like he can step up, that's the type of nigga you need around you.
Same thing with the woman.
And he don't have
a daughter and she don't want to wild that shit.
Nigga,
so
you
got
to
correct her.
I ain't trying to beat you, but nigga, hold on. I'm still an adult.
Yeah.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Thanks. Like, bro, that be cool. That's cool energy. But as far as you just like, come on, bro. It's
especially
different.
If you're one of them people that just feel like a beating is supposed to solve everything, bitch.
Hell nah.
Boy, listen, you beat my baby, I beat your ass.
I'm gonna beat
it
your
just
ass.
Just be that simple.
You
know what I'm saying?
Start like, a conversation like this. Look, I
ain't
your mama,
but
I gotta correct.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if if the mother of my child on some shit, like, oh yeah, I let him do that. Okay, well, I ain't.
Right.
So now we about
everybody
to have some problems.
Everybody be on the same page.
Yeah.
Because get what I'm about to do? You about to watch your nigga get beat the fuck up.
And that's why conversations be having to be
had. Conversations have to be had. You know, family, so everybody can be on the same
page.
Everybody is doing the same thing with the child, so the child is not confused, like, okay, I could do this over here.
Nigga, one night.
But I can't do this over there. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, one night, me and my girl chilling. We watching. I think we probably watching the movie. So we just chilling and shit. Sometimes my baby feel left out. Mm. He got to come, you know what I'm saying? Chill, whatever. We don't feel no type of way though. You know what I'm saying? Me and my girl playing the shit. But nigga punched my girl in her shit. Me. So I'm kind of like, oh shit. Like, I'm talking about the stiff one too, bro. I'm talking about full extension hunger. And that bitch say, I'm like, oh, I'm about to cut your ass. So I cut his ass, but I wouldn't have kind of been mad if, like,
if he punched you instead.
I wouldn't have been mad if she kind of like reacted though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Damn.
You feel me? Cause like, damn nigga, that's kind of irrational. So if my nigga punch you in your mouth and you pop him on his ass, I ain't got nothing to say.
But you know, we got them Geminis.
Why he punch your
shit? Our kids, what, how many days apart?
I don't know.
Where he getting that
like,
from?
Like he stuck up and started laughing too. Kick. I'm like, bitch ass nigga, this shit ain't funny.
Like where did that even come from?
He thought he had one up.
No, for real. A lot of parents be trying to be this kid's friend. And listen, bro, that's really like some real shit. Like
that's why y'all kids be bad as fuck. They be out here
just
shooting
had,
up the town.
We just had
the
15.
No, for real.
We
y'all
just
kids
had
a, be bad
for
as
one,
fuck.
For one, bro, when they said niggas were shooting at Wilson Homecoming, I immediately knew
it was
somebody who went from around here and he was young.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, two, what the fuck is you doing as a parent to where your kids outside 15 years old, past curfew, with a gun. Because at 15, my mom was not playing.
My mama don't play like that. But where you at? Oh, yeah, bring your ass home.
You better be home at 11 o'clock.
He was at a block party or something.
But that nigga
he
was at
downtown.
The parking lot.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
He was downtown.
15, ain't you at like in ninth grade?
Yeah, ninth grade.
Yeah.
It's time to go to bed.
Yeah, but see, like that just goes down to like, but a lot of these parents had their kids young, bro.
And I feel
so
like
they kind of missed out on their teenage
should be charged
shit.
Too. I don't, I
definitely,
just,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, your child is still a minor. He's
you
15
still,
out here
you,
shooting up shit. Where was you at? Like, was you out partying?
I'm surprised they didn't lock the mama up. What,
shit, she probably was out too.
Not just this little nigga right here, but like a lot of y'all niggas, bro. Why y'all be wanting to come outside where all the people at
and start drama
and handle your business? Cause guess what gonna happen? A motherfucker gonna tell. Y'all be thinking that everybody just gonna keep this shit street because you a street nigga. We don't give a fuck.
I mean, not just
and
that.
I wanna get you off these streets.
Y'all done seen a nigga like a couple days prior at the grocery store and y'all ain't had no smoke.
You know
y'all
this nigga
no
sleep
smoke.
At.
Now you get in front of everybody.
You know this
you
nigga
smoke
sleep
this
at.
Nigga.
You know this nigga can't smoke in the house. You know he come outside
to
certain
smoke?
Type of night, smoke every night. But you wait till you see all these bitches out here with their titties and ass out to start shooting
look
up shit.
Look at he think come that on, shit gonna bro. Make a bitch more on him. No,
no, because guess what? Guess what you about to do?
I don't.
Y'all niggas be going to jail to drop nut on the floor for the rest of your life. You about to go jack off forever.
Or get fucked till you die.
Cause y'all niggas be 5'3 and 115. You about to get fucked. You about to get that
on your back.
5'3.
No, on your stomach.
God damn.
On your stomach.
Don't drop
them boy gonna put you on your stomach. You gonna be to get used to that motherfucker.
They gonna hog tie your ass.
That's crazy. It's gonna be a wrap.
Motherfucker dropping dick in your ass, boy.
Okay, so I got a question. So, all right, so whenever y'all are in a relationship with somebody who has kids, you know, y'all done met each other's kids and all that shit, and y'all do separate, how do y'all,
come on, me and
how
my
do y'all
brother
deal with the
Tariq
kids after that?
Still get beatings. Boy, I seen Tariq post his niece the other day. He was about to get on. How you know that song?
Say, really?
Y'all, answer my question.
What was the question?
Whenever y'all are dealing with somebody who got kids, y'all both got kids, y'all kids done met each other, y'all kids done got cool, y'all done been together for years, then y'all separate. How does that, you know, like when y'all happen to see the kids out, like, I mean, I just feel like that's a big...
I ain't gonna lie, that would be keeping these. I ain't gonna lie, that would be.
Come on, come on.
I was like that when I first came home, right? When I first came, I was dealing with somebody who had a kid. I kind of was like more attached to the kid than I was the person.
Mm.
But in 2025, I see that kid, well, fuck that baby.
Come on.
So you don't speak or nothing, even if the kid be like, oh, hey.
So what if the kid come up to you and be like, hey, what's up? I remember
the
you.
The kid come up to me and speak to me, yeah, cool.
Right, but we talking about the kid. That's what I'm saying.
Not talking about the baby's still young. The baby's still young, though, so he probably don't even remember that shit.
Man, okay, kids remember good people.
I was dealing with somebody who kid remember me. When that nigga see me walk up to me, we dap or whatever. You know, I might get that little nigga some change out my pocket, but... I don't want your trifling ass mama no more.
Yeah, that's all I was asking. Well, I feel like
when you dealing with somebody who got kids and you know y'all separate,
that should be hard.
The kid is still innocent.
Yeah, that should be
the
hard.
The kid is still innocent. Like, we might not talk around no more, but the kid is still innocent.
Y'all be so slow because, like, it ain't like you be sitting this bitch, you got the kid's cell phone number, or you just got, like, y'all Facebook friends.
But if the kid
old
enough, you can.
Y'all green as fuck.
Yeah, but when they small kids, you're like, oh my God, like, oh, I'm going to miss you.
You better download it. They can video chat.
Oh, my mama, you better get over it.
Nah, listen, let me tell you something. Well, first off, Plain Jane, what you got?
Look, Yoshi about to come for me. Here we go. Here we go, Yoshi.
Come on, Jay, the kid. Jay, come on, Jay, man. All right, on my mama. Fuck that kid.
It is so
nah, fuck your be, baby. Fuck your baby, bitch. Fuck you, too.
When it's over, you got to separate all that shit. All that shit got
to
go.
Yeah, you do,
I didn't learn my lesson, though.
All that shit got to go.
That shit would keep you in, like, a...
toxic relationship.
A fucked up shit. Because you love the kid more than...
Yeah.
Like, you love the person. Boy, fuck that baby. You still gonna take your baby ain't getting raped, beat up, or none of this shit the way you need my care every other weekend around your people? Well, fuck that baby. I ain't
what if
fuck.
The kid is like really attached though?
It will fuck that baby.
Don't get really attached to other people's kids.
Your mama give me some pussy.
Especially if you don't have you ain't no doing kids nothing and you get for attached me, but, to somebody else's right. kid. That's hard.
Your mama give me some pussy. You ain't doing nothing but smiling and gigging and costing me some money anyway.
Nigga,
you
that ain't everybody's situation. Some people get attached to them kids.
Get out of here, dude. Be the dude.
Hit the road,
this private
dude.
Property.
Yeah, you ain't took that shot yet, so we're going to take a shot on that, because damn,
this
that.
Is private
fuck the
property.
Kids, man.
Hit the road, dude.
This is state property, not private property.
This is private
property. I got me fucked up, nigga. Like, I don't give a fuck about that baby, nigga.
I'm here to tell you right now.
I give a fuck about that baby, bro. Fuck that baby, bro. But not like on some shit, like if that baby around me, it ain't protected.
That's
you know
true,
what I'm
too.
Saying?
That's why fathers need to be fathers. This shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you got some
shit
daddies.
Shit wouldn't be so complicated.
You got some daddies out here who just not
I mean, there's some dads that are very active who just happen to have a baby mom who got another nigga who wants to be very
nah,
active, too.
And it's
not
some
a
dads,
thing where it's just one person is right. deadbeating the other
and
person
some
is doing.
Dads
out a
this
lot
bitch,
of people, they got two niggas doing for the same child.
And
like,
there's some dads out this bitch who letting another woman or you letting your new situation control what you do with your old one. Or
yo.
You loving your new baby
more than your old baby.
Yeah, you got me fucked up, nigga, because that's still your baby, nigga. Yeah. Because you ain't getting no pussy about that woman you got now treating that baby a certain type of way.
They have favoritism. They have favoritism, for sure.
And fuck that bitch. Like, nigga, that's still your baby.
No, for real.
Like, bro, I don't be liking shit like that.
That's
you know
weird.
What I'm saying? Like, you going so you telling me you gonna treat your own flesh and blood different because baby
you got
mama
a new one?
Boy, I can't stand when niggas be like, oh, yeah,
I'm with my new family now.
I don't deal because my baby mama be tripping. But fuck your baby mama tripping.
You need to deal with your baby.
Yeah.
But then, now, that's another thing. Some women do make it very complicated, very difficult.
But that because
for a man
they still
to want to
guess
do
what?
They child.
Still be
guess
wanting
what,
the nigga. That's
guess
why.
What,
yeah,
right.
That's where that clash
if
happens.
I don't
a
give
nigga
a
who
fuck
still
about
the baby
you,
mama, that he don't want to do
that's when
what?
You going to make your statement,
the baby
though.
Mama right. don't want to, you know.
But if I don't give a fuck about the nigga, I'm not going to make it hard. Do your baby everything you got to do for your kid.
Go make your statement then, nigga.
Go make your what?
Go make your statement.
Take that shit to court.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
You might take it to court, but that might be the only time I approve of a CDV. Bitch, I'll wait on you to get off from your job. You sit like I can't see my baby.
Jay, you gonna wait.
On my mama. I sit. I'm on your car. Nah, I'm on your car like y'all seen ghetto stories with boots and web. What you doing on my car? Now, see you smoking a little purple on your shit? Fuck you talking about where my baby at? I'm trying to get my baby tonight. Fuck, you can have all the
tonight.
Free time you want.
Tonight.
And tell me I can't so I can beat you up right here.
Right here?
Right here.
For 40 minutes straight.
On my mama.
On my job. I'm
going to give you a reason not to give it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm scared.
And that's the thing I see to your
he's
face.
Serious
he's so serious.
Fuck. He's so fucking serious.
Ain't no kiki in this, right here.
Jay don't fucking play.
On my baby, boy. That's the only little piece I got. My baby. My son literally like the little shit he be doing. You ain't about to take me from that because some women just know, like, I can't get to this nigga by giving up some pussy. I can't get to this nigga by getting a new boyfriend. I can't get to him by, you know, just, like, doing whatever.
Yeah.
I just can, like, tell him he can't get this baby.
And that shit,
that'll hit a nigga soul.
I choke your ass out like Bart Simpson. You won, bitch. You got exactly what you wanted.
Two hands.
Y'all trick.
Yeah. That shit go down. That shit go down for real. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. And I ain't gonna pray about it afterwards. Father, forgive me. But that bitch was tripping.
You can't say that in a prayer.
But like, why do niggas?
God know where your heart at, boy. You ain't got to be perfect.
But why would niggas, when they still want the BM, why they don't ever want to partake with the kids? Like that shit, I don't be understanding either. Like,
y'all be knowing the type of nigga you dealt with anyway, because. That nigga,
man, niggas do not be the same from the beginning.
Shut up.
Niggas always be doing in the beginning.
Shut up, because that don't. If you ain't that nigga first baby mama, I don't want to fucking hear that.
Mike, shut up. I'm definitely getting choked the fuck out.
Let me tell you,
all right. I'm gonna tell you like this too, Jay.
Really, Mike.
If you no, but niggas don't be the same. Niggas be starting off one way.
You swear up and down your new nigga like that. I'm finna beat you the fuck up and send you right back home to him, and I'm gonna show you what the fuck he ain't gonna do. Cause he finna look at you like, damn.
He might call, but what if he call? What if he peed? What if that nigga feeling like that? He gonna call you, nigga.
I'm
you
pulling
beat my
up.
Bitch.
Drop a low.
I'm coming
to put a hot hole in your ass.
Hot one.
A hot one. You gonna sit here and bleed like a pig till the police come pick your ass up, fuck nigga. I ain't got time to be playing with y'all, nigga.
Self defense
my ass. He ain't got to be self defense. He can be first degree. I just came day on
I'm that. Taking a fucking shot on that. Come on, y'all.
I just came day on that.
Cause what going on?
I don't
on?
Play by my kid, boy. Like, bro, y'all can find y'all some niggas who around this bitch who play by their kids. But me, Jay with the ink, I ain't one of them. You sitting here, goddamn. Don't be getting the posting pictures with my baby like you be doing something.
Like.
Hey, all right. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm on that. What's up? What's up? You need to go marry her then if you plan on posting pictures with my baby, just you and him. Because now I feel like you're trying to be fucking funny, and I'm funnier. I'm the funniest nigga.
Okay. I should have said that. I'm the funniest.
Ain't nobody more funny than me.
I'm really going to make you giggle.
No, okay. For real.
And let's try the theory. If you know you really feeling like that, just try the theory. Just try it out, twin. I ain't just talking about it. I promise you, I'm going to put hands and feet on your ass.
Hands and
niggas be swearing because they got the gun. Oh, I'm good. Nigga, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you until you get to that bitch. You better hope you can get to it.
Keyshawna say, how was them Jello shots?
No, it's Carmen.
I ain't ate that shit.
Carmen.
You know, I ain't
Carmen.
I ain't fucking with that Carmen.
Hey, they was good.
Hey, Carmen, but they still in my fridge. I got a
I love
bar.
Being a dad,
I got
y'all
a
got
crib.
Shots.
But I mean, you can't be asking
no, 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 no. I don't never want to address how niggas be changing from the beginning to the fucking middle end
what?
And all that shit.
Y'all do too.
But that's what I told her.
You say that, but I'm just saying that men do too. Men do too.
What are you talking about?
No, look. This nigga.
This
nigga already got two kids. You been dealing with this nigga 9 months. He ain't had his kid a week in the street.
You see that shit, Mike.
That's crazy.
He ain't told you I'm going to pick my nigga up. I'm going to take him for a haircut. I ain't doing shit. I just got two kids. But, here's you. I can change him.
Women love a project now.
I don't understand. He got potential.
We not changing shit.
Women love a project.
Who the fuck is K-Michelle?
You know who K-Michelle is.
But y'all be getting so motivated for these.
She said,
"Can't nothing
change
ass
a man.
Bitches too.
You can't
but
change a man.
People going to be people. Period. It ain't like the fuck.
No, her ass can't change a man. Her big stupid ass. That bitch ain't been through 10 niggas.
Who? K-Michelle?
Bro, stop acting stupid, bro.
She ain't been through no 10 niggas.
This bitch is shaking the table.
That's what the fuck going on.
That's what that is. That's
so K-Michelle ain't no hoe.
You can remember her quotes,
but you can't remember how many niggas been in that pussy.
That's a song, Jay. She's a singer. What are you talking about?
That's a song. And she said she's gonna make you cry.
Stop lying.
She said she's gonna make you cry.
Stop lying,
she said
bro. That. Take a shot, bro.
Cry. Right, you never heard that song?
Oh, this cry. Be, yeah.
And listen, this why I got to find me a nigga who stand on business so you come sit on the side of these motherfuckers, bro, because it just be me. It just be me against two bullheaded motherfuckers, bro.
No,
like,
he's babysitting the fuck out of that shot.
We fucking talk about K. Michelle like she's a woman of America. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
she definitely not.
She's not a woman of America.
Why? And listen, motherfuckers be getting so motivated by...
Nigga, I'm talking
Motherfuckers be so motivated and can remember a K. Michelle quote, Keisha Cole quote, Beyonce, Cardi B.
Keisha Cole said shit.
Songs, whatever. You understand what the fuck I'm saying? Cardi B, fucking Monica, whoever. I ain't seen nobody. Michelle Obama this motherfucker yet.
Jay, shit. Oh,
please.
Like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
What are you doing? Y'all be having the wrong model.
You name a quote from her. From
you been babysitting that shot for the longest, Jay. They said take that shot.
How the fuck I'm gonna know?
First of all, she the one started that healthy eating in the school shit.
Hey, who? She did, though.
Tariq said he would have pulled up.
She did, though.
Tariq said he would have pulled up. He's still in town.
Shit, too late.
Tariq. Tariq, that car still got to be BBL.
I'm going to tell you who ain't going to pull up, or they going to pull up late.
Y'all.
Y'all gonna get off my girl, man.
You know that. I'm talking about now you can answer the phone, too.
Y'all gonna like get off my girl.
Y'all gonna piss me off because
y'all gotta get off my girl.
I've been pissed.
Why are you still mad about last week?
Why did you not take last week serious?
We are in a new week. Let's move on.
AJ, she knew you'd been mad with her, though.
That was 5 days ago.
Five days ago. How many hours that is? Go ahead, calculate it.
All I'm saying
like,
is,
damn.
Yo,
I'm gonna say this, Jay.
We were sitting there talking.
This motherfucker just poof.
And then all of a sudden, she just showed up like a genie.
Like you made a wish. Like you made a wish for this motherfucker to pop up. She even text you back saying, all right, Jay, 10 minutes.
Hey, Jay, Sumitra drove 3 hours and showed up before
I could have tackled her ass, boy, when I seen her walk through that motherfucker.
Y'all pulled up. We all look like, where the fuck you come from?
Nowhere. No
we
fucking where.
Was like, where the fuck nowhere. You come from?
On bullshit.
But I came, though.
No.
You did.
You got one more time.
Thank you. But see how you You did.
You got one more time. Matter of fact, you got half a more time.
Hey, you see that comment right there?
What?
They said, let's talk about the controversial comments about Wilson Homecoming.
Who said that?
What was they saying about Wilson Homecoming?
Right. What's they saying, Tariq?
And look, first of all, let's talk about this though. Cause y'all be getting this shit misconstrued. For one, it be niggas like Tariq. Tariq graduated from a school that's non-existent right now.
Wait.
And you went to Simmonsville.
What is that? Simmonsville collab with Florence.
South Florence wouldn't even have a state championship without Simmonsville on that roster. One. Two, y'all be acting like, for one. I'm talking about y'all tailgate. What the fuck was we supposed to do at the tailgate?
They said it was boring. I didn't go.
Cause you know what niggas went and did, bro. This how y'all don't know how to party with Wilson. You know what you dumbass niggas went and did? Y'all went and expected us to have DJ Rated Teddy on the stage, and that's not what we had. They have to appease to all the old people around that bitch.
They was playing clean music out at home. For sure, it was though.
Oh, y'all only pop because the old people, y'all got old people. We can't help it that you niggas was segregated and didn't have education systems in y'all part of town. I can't help that.
I went to class in 66 and got me a piece of fish.
Two, if you came to individual tents like class 07,
you ate.
Class of 2011,
class of 2019,
class of 08, bro, all them niggas been lit. Class of 07 had their own DJ.
So what tent was that that let that girl get no fish?
What girl?
Rosé, she said somebody didn't give her no fish.
She said
some
that was class 2000.
They probably knew what type of time her ass was on. They didn't give her no fucking fish.
My friend is not mean.
She ain't. What kind of time she
anyway,
would have been on?
It's like I said, they probably gave her whatever. You could have came 2011, got the fuck out, whatever.
I'm going to tell you.
Like, 2013, hold.
Y'all be, and then they'll fuck around and make their little reviews and only went to one tent. It's 45 tents out there. So one out of 45 equivalates to whole Wilson.
Then you
fucking Darlington bastards be acting like, oh, we so turned. Y'all had a portion of Darlington Raceway on the outside of that motherfucker.
That bitch was jumping on my soul.
You know why?
Because
it's nothing
why?
To. It's no like rules and regulation there. It's people who
you
talk
crazy.
About you. It's people who talk about they paid $20 for the ticket, but hopped the fence because the line was too long. You dumb motherfuckers couldn't even wait. All y'all wanted to do was go hop in that tailgate to drink Tito's.
But
y'all went to the parking lot
no,
of the Darlington Raceway where every we just so lit. Y'all lit because y'all play the non clean version of music. And fucking shake ass all day? And everybody drinking bullshit? I'm not understanding. It probably was 2 bottles of Don, not that bitch.
Nah. Bobby had about
six. Hold on. What is this right here?
This ain't Lamar.
Okay, well, you
I
need to shut the fuck up.
Lamar. You shut
you
the fuck up.
You need to shut the fuck up, because we talk about Darlington Homecoming.
But I was
not
there.
Not no nasty-ass Lamar.
Oh, we not nasty. We
yes, y'all
down.
Is.
No,
y'all, y'all are 1A. Y'all have a graduating class of 22 every year. Shut the fuck up. We're not even talking to y'all.
Nigga,
we're not even talking to y'all.
Like,
then y'all be sitting here acting like y'all don't know. Y'all don't know what the fuck be going on with Wilson, bro. Wilson been doing this shit since early 2000, bro. Where y'all even got this homecoming shit from? Who was doing tailgates before us? We tired, nigga. We fucking done.
Well,
Darlington be fucking. Darlington be fucking partying from Sunday to Sunday.
Sunday to Sunday for sure.
And have a 2.0. Yeah. I was out that bitch from Thursday to Saturday, and ain't come out Sunday.
No, for real. Because I had Sunday enough. I was done. I was done after Saturday.
I don't even remember what it had Sunday.
Lord, I was
Listen,
done after Saturday.
Everybody be wanting to be better than Wilson. Why? Because we the fucking best, nigga. Not because we just, well, shut the fuck up. We only be popping it with y'all bum ass niggas.
Then y'all be so corny.
Did.
Oh, y'all be so corny, bro. Y'all will come to our homecoming with y'all shit on like we give a fuck. Like we just supposed to beat you up because you got on that ugly ass South Florence shirt, the ugly ass Darlington shirt, the ugly ass Lamar shirt, the ugly ass Timminsville shirt. Like we give a fuck. Nigga, we all just been drunk looking for hoes. Ain't nobody give a fuck about what y'all niggas got on. Fuck y'all. South Florence be acting like, oh, if we had our homecoming at the beginning of the year, they had ours too early. Y'all could have that bitch in December. Y'all could have that bitch the first week. Y'all could have that bitch this week right here. And it still would have been 5 people in vibes. Shut the fuck up. straight up. Darlington, we had so much fun at Darlington.
Somebody
we can't
said,
help
let's
it that y'all uncontrollable.
We ain't talking about shit when
y'all
it comes
are
to
uncontrollable.
Why they
fuck is
y'all are
about?
Uncontrollable beast.
Who?
Darlington.
Man, Darlington,
what are we supposed to do?
But they be lit. No,
Darlington
was real
lit,
shit.
Like you
they
said,
be lit.
From Sunday to Sunday, I heard nothing but good times,
yeah,
good vibes, no fighting, no shooting.
No,
no
you
can't
like say
no fight.
Ass
there was
a fight
no fight.
Every night.
That was you to mind your business and be quiet right there.
Where were they fighting at? Oh, talking about
at the
no, that was Hartsville.
They was fighting at the hood like every night.
Oh, damn.
Talking about that was Hartsville. No, Hartsville
so who ran into that building?
Hartsville. That's who did that.
Okay.
So how was that no fight?
Somebody ran into a building?
Yeah, somebody ran into a grocery store.
Oh,
yeah, Hartsville, y'all motherfuckers
Wiggly.
On my shit.
That been lit as
ain't y'all got? Ain't y'all got maced?
At the tailgate, I ain't even make it
man,
in the tailgate.
Man, shut the fuck up.
I
can't stand with
that. I'm glad I missed that.
Who else you been mentioned?
Soon as I pulled up.
Who else been mentioned? For one, y'all don't even ride. For one, y'all don't even ride listening to the radio no more. My mom used to drop me off at school. Once in high school, nominated for Hoodie Awards on Steve Harvey Morning Show for Best Homecomings. Y'all bitch ass niggas could never. You bitch ass niggas could never. We don't even go vote for that shit no more. You
somebody,
niggas from South Florence be acting like
Hartsville had a cookout.
Hartsville had a cookout.
Dante had the drunk fest.
Ooh.
Y'all need a million man peace march over that motherfucker. That's what y'all need. All them goddamn badass kids y'all got over there.
I'm scared of Hartsville. I don't.
I'm scared of Darlington County. Fucking period.
Wow.
Nigga get killed at school over that bitch. You don't know what going on over there.
It has happened.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you. Real talk. Darlington full of fucking.
Anyway, ain't
niggas
safe.
Be 50 years old still game banging. Okay, we ain't gonna start with that. But that gin, y'all just drank anything. That's all.
Our
tailgate was more lit
shot,
than y'all.
Man,
y'all can't do shit. Y'all don't be doing shit for Darlington County, but get drunk.
Who was the DJ for Wilson's home? Wilson's tailgate.
I don't even fucking know. It don't matter. Niggas don't do nothing for Darlington but get drunk and litter. That's all y'all do over there. Get
not
drunk,
litter.
Get drunk and litter. And y'all be saying, oh, we better than Wilson. How? What makes you better than Wilson?
Trez talking about Lamar don't fight.
Man. Somebody talking about Wilson number one, tailgate, Timmonsville number two. Fuck nah.
Man, fuck tailgate, nigga.
They said home, Timmonsville was lit too.
Homecoming period.
Timmonsville was lit.
Homecoming period. You see how this y'all got to beat the top Wilson? Oh, we partied all week. I ain't partying all week with y'all fuck niggas. You know how much a week worth of money is?
That's a lie. Timmonsville don't even got no club to go to.
Timmonsville don't even got no school to be included. I feel like you need to have a school to participate in homecoming.
I don't know.
If you don't got the school, you don't participate in homecoming. You need to shut the fuck up.
Shit, how many more years they gonna keep doing this if they should, how long they ain't had a school?
Donaldson
shit,
is just.
They had a school for a minute.
Listen, I comment on one nigga shit, bro. I was like, shit, how many niggas y'all seen D1? A motherfucker hop on that bitch and say, what sports got to do with the tailgate? Ain't fucking homecoming stimulate from a homecoming game, which is sports, you dumb fucks. But see, all you niggas care about is Tito's. You know what I'm saying?
Who drank vodka for real?
That's what they
like
drink.
No vodka.
We don't
they drink
tequila.
Vodka. They'll drink vodka, tequila, and cognac in the same night.
Vodka make me
in Dalton County.
Vodka
it don't matter what they're drinking
fight.
Over that bitch.
No, for real.
Dead ass.
Talking about watch y'all mouth. Man, fuck that
somebody
shit.
Somebody say in 6 Epic years. Center, somebody say Timmonsville ain't had no school in 6 years.
Timmonsville ain't had no school in 6 years. Dalton County, out of there, so good. They don't got no piece of jewelry. Nothing. Y'all just saw almost school. Almost did good.
Who? Darlington? Must be Darlington.
Darlington. You went to Darlington and Lamar. You wouldn't know what you want to do over there.
I'm a Falcon Fox.
Oh, that's who the Foxes was? I was wondering who the fuck
Civil
was.
Foxes. But you got Marion. I think they Foxes too, though. They had that nine. Marion was lit as fuck.
Marion is a swamp fox.
That damn girl Marion. Took two cups water to smash them bitches
Wilson,
together.
Wilson, I guess we got the guy... Got down getting drunk out of control for a week straight.
Hell no, because look.
To let niggas know what the fuck going on.
Epic Center was fucking packed.
Epic Center was packed
every day this
and
past weekend.
It don't matter
you
what homecoming.
You couldn't even find nowhere to park. Yep. It was so motherfucking packed.
Hookah,
and listen,
everything was crazy.
It don't matter what homecoming we name. Darlington, Timmonsville, Lamar. Fuck it, South Carolina homecoming. Y'all state. Niggas don't stimulate the economy like Wilson.
Shit, state was
ain't
scary.
Nobody,
but no,
ain't nobody
got shot.
Fucking, ain't nobody paying $60 to get no club for no fucking Darlington homecoming. Shit. Then for one, y'all be having Darlington homecoming, but come party over here in Florence.
I had a time at Wilson.
I had a time at both.
Start acting like you don't know what the fuck going on, man. Then y'all motherfuckers over that bitch hopping.
Tigers was lit. I'm gonna take a y'all. That's look like that.
Come on,
same
you gonna dunk?
You keep saying,
bro. We just popping shit.
I don't too much think that no new shot, y'all.
Nah, I'm going dumb. Y'all been going dumb the whole time homecoming year. I mean, the whole homecoming shit. Period. Nah, I'm going dumb because I'm on some Julio popping shit. Fuck your high school. I don't give a fuck. I went to the best one. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Like shit, you on my shit telling me how I'm going? I'm going hard as a bitch. Fuck your high school. Y'all know what time it is. Turn up.
You can't even name Lamar when it comes to homecoming. Who the fuck is you?
Well, here we go.
Because we very much
we
had
go.
A homecoming. And what you?
At you know who started this homecoming shit?
Homecoming?
Then my great, y'all know,
right.
My, y'all
you
know
what
my name
about?
Is? My name is Jeremy Wilson. My great, 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 granddaddy made Wilson High School, but.
But
how many greats that was, though?
I don't know.
1,000.
Yeah.
Great, 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 great,
that
should
go back to like 1935, right?
Whatever one y'all say
that
was
shit
go
way back.
To.
Back.
It do though.
If they's 1935, how many more people
no,
they gonna
no,
live
no. It's 1866.
It might be 2.
1866 when we started.
1866.
Reek, you better tell them. Fuck.
Tell me what's left been there? None. Your big head of that. You just wasn't
who?
Going in there.
They had Z in there, though. He showed up. The
oh,
Cheetahs.
Yeah. But who? What's his music? I never
I
heard
never
of
heard
music.
That
I don't
nigga.
Know who that
I don't even know who the fuck he is.
Man, that's all foreign do is bring people who you never heard of. Fucking YK.
Why do y'all keep doing it?
Who?
No, I like
oh,
YK.
Nah. I fuck with her now.
You know that bitch off TikTok. I ain't going to that shit.
Nah, they like her.
That bitch say, take me through there. Take me through there.
Overly loaded. She the one that everybody saying overly loaded for real.
Duck looking for an eater.
You see what I'm talking about? Ratchet shit. That's Dalton County right there.
No.
We don't know nothing about that, twin. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know nothing about that.
You know that song.
Red cups full of Tito's.
Hell nah.
Everybody at that hot ass stage.
Somebody
you know
talking
that?
About Wilson had Benji. What that nigga say? He be like Woosa.
He was at everybody's tailgate. I seen him at Darlington. I seen him at Wilson.
He was. I think
he was
taste
out
testing.
And about.
The nigga was all over.
He was all
I
over.
I think
yeah.
he was taste testing.
I think that nigga taste buds needs to be checked. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna start me some food critic shit, and I'm gonna go to every place he say was nasty. And I'm gonna show y'all what to order. You feel what I'm saying?
You know what, Jay? But you really could do that for real. Like,
and you got the glasses.
Yeah, you got the
press record.
That nigga was tripping.
Dr. Doofenshmirtz glasses.
Yeah. Talking about Dr. Doofenshmirtz. We ain't gonna talk about them nasty ass boots you be having on there.
Oh, don't get on my boots.
I know you sitting them stank motherfuckers outside.
Nah, my boots not stank because I wear socks with them.
What the fuck? You probably need to sit them shits in hot dog water.
I actually got like 3 pairs of different boots, so don't start.
Them shits all on stank.
They not. He
smell like ass and titties.
He swear my boots smell like ass and titties.
I'm gonna bring
my boots and let you smell them. And you tell me what the fuck they smell like, nigga. It's hot in here, Yoshi. Where the air?
Talking about my head.
I'm telling you,
and I
still got to drive to Columbia.
$60 to get in what club? Red Circle?
It was. No, I paid $60 to get in Cheetahs Friday. Saturday.
Okay. Okay.
Sunday. My bad.
Okay. So Saturday. Who... You think
and
a nigga?
They kept on saying the after party. Oh, just where was here. That?
You think a nigga
shit?
Gonna pay $60 to get into the hood?
Hell no.
No, hell no.
Okay, I just was making
somebody
sure.
Somebody talking about they got Z in their house in Forest Lake.
I just was making sure.
What?
Hey, and this.
Who the fuck said
this? Tariq from Timothyville, who do y'all have?
Ooh.
What club do y'all got?
Ooh.
Hot spot?
That the club.
Well, I mean, you
from
got,
what I seen, it looked like everybody was.
You got one stoplight in Timminsville, so I'm just trying to figure out.
Well,
like,
I ain't gonna say
know.
Too much about a stoplight because Lamar only got one too.
Yeah,
so
Lamar
where are you from,
she,
Darlington or Lamar?
She
don't
I live
know.
In Darlington, but I graduated
she
from Lamar
know.
Class
she
of 2019.
Okay, you graduated
and y'all
from
know
Lamar.
What the
okay.
fuck is going on.
No, we don't. That's
I was
why we're asking you, Chris.
Because I'm like, is
yeah,
she
I
from Lamar or Darlington?
To my everybody parade was saying, playing Take Me Through There on my mama. That's all
that
we know.
That song is the anthem right now.
That's the
right
only
now.
Song they've been knowing was Take Me Through There, Take Me Through There. I'm so tired of hearing that shit.
But she actually showed up to space.
So your girl don't be in the house saying that shit. She don't be doing her little shit in the house. She be saying that shit.
That
you be
know.
Hearing that
her
shit.
I know I got me a good one.
Take Me Through There.
That's how I know I got me a good one.
What? Because she don't sing that song?
Yeah, because we ain't doing that dumb shit.
That's not even equivalent to that. Like,
I mean, but you know, motherfuckers be knowing they ain't got the good one to go right back. But you know, we ain't got it.
Yeah, yeah, did the motherfucker? Look, the motherfucker just said, the motherfucker just said, "Shit, look, both of our ways." Like, what's up, Jay? You cool? Jay, you cool?
He be talking too spicy.
He talking
to me.
Too much
he
shit. Jay, you
spicy.
Cool?
But then when I be saying something, he be.
I'm gonna pop my
damn, finger. My yeah. bitch might not That's be it. Worth a fuck, but damn.
I'm talking about choice ain't
your
worth
ain't
a fuck.
Worth a fuck?
She might not be. She might not be, but I love her.
You love her.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. You love her.
That'd be the part of love, bro. That would, you know what I'm saying?
You love her, though. She might not really be worth a fuck, but we all ain't going to be worth a fuck out
of
this
until
bitch.
I'm tired of that bullshit.
So,
you mind your motherfucking business. That's
I'm
all
saying,
that's all going on.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. We
don't worry
tomorrow.
About what the fuck I got going on over here.
Sheesh.
Well,
the
likewise.
Bitch, you ain't going to come over my shit, and I'm going to pay bills for you.
Facts.
Come
well,
on.
You know, with about 10 minutes to go, you know that the text messages start coming through.
Here we go.
You know what time
y'all got
is.
To stand up.
No,
I got two asses today.
The request is for both.
I got two asses today.
Jay, we not
and
doing
one
that.
Of, one of them going to make a jump
both.
A little bit.
She definitely going to make it.
She going to make a jump. Y'all just get up and stand.
Nah,
I'm
going to throw that way. I'm in a circle.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, get up. You go first.
Oh, look, I'm looking at me. I'm no better than a man. I'm like. You better
go ahead. We got about 5. We got about 4 minutes. We got about 4 minutes though.
What? What I mean?
Come on,
oh,
come on.
10 minutes.
Come on. No, we got 4. Look at that shit. Say
yeah,
50
yeah. What you got to do? You got to show me something.
Come
no,
on, stand
I'm
up.
No, I'm waiting for you to show me
nah,
something.
Nah, I'm waiting for that
no,
ass.
We ain't gonna
Let me see that ass. Y'all.
We ain't gonna argue about it now.
She got on that hot ass Nike jacket. Take that shit off too.
Girl, that wham in a circle.
Okay, come on. You got to.
I ain't got shit.
Bounce that motherfucker. Come on.
I ain't got shit for my man.
She ain't really got
so
no
got
ass
shit.
Either.
I ain't got no ass for real.
Wait, turn this way. She got a little something. See, yeah.
See, that's what you want. That's what I'll be trying to get Yaya to do. But Yaya be so
do
scared
like
all that hand back that motherfucker.
Now, I ain't the show. I am the show.
You is the show puppy.
Who's the show pony?
Oh, no, you ain't gotta be the show pony.
Cause I'm not a stallion. I'm not tall enough. But
I mean, I ain't either. But I mean, girl, throw that wham in a circle.
Damn, do I need to find a song for you to dance to?
Somebody, I ain't paying $60 to get in nobody club. because I ain't going in no club. Okay, well, guess what? You stay your ass home then.
$60 was not a lot this past weekend. I feel like that's not a lot of
but
money.
But then Cheetah's right, got like, up to $120. It's homecoming.
What?
Yes.
$120 for what?
$60 in Florence.
But
in
that
the
must have been for the Zillion.
Yeah, for the Zillion nigga.
Not on Wilson Homecoming. Not on Wilson Homecoming tonight.
Somebody said Wilson
Homecoming be like, fucking, boy, listen, you could offer me a free trip to Houston, Cali, or whatever. If it's on the weekend of Wilson Homecoming, bitch, I ain't going. You got me fucked up.
You
on my mama.
Home?
On my, yes.
You stay at home, twin?
Yes. Cali? Very, very much.
What
very
we,
much.
What if we go to?
I'm going to stay here, smoke good weed, see all the world I want to see, and have a great time.
What if okay. I say, what if I be like, okay, I'm going to fly you out the week after?
The week after cool.
The week after is cool, but the week of,
you going to stay home?
I'm staying home.
What? Is that serious?
Fuck. What y'all talking about, man? You ain't went to Wilson. Y'all don't understand what this shit feel like to kind of like.
Somebody say swap possible.
We like the bottom school, bro. We ain't the school where like. And then half these motherfuckers be acting like they ain't want to go to Wilson. Half these motherfuckers act like they mama just ain't saying no, you can't go your ass over there. You know you was gonna come over and get your ass.
Let me use your address so I can go to Wilson.
Talk to me, no. You know you wanted to go to Wilson, boy.
That's I wish I knew how good of a school it was, because I would have, you know what I'm saying? I would have liked to go.
Man, drink that shit, man.
Y'all been babysitting shots the whole fucking night, bro.
Take me through that, take me through that. Where
she gone?
Take me through that, take me through that.
Since we got 60 seconds left, man, I appreciate y'all for, you know, tuning in to another episode of Peas in the Pod podcast. But, you know, we about this bitch. You feel me? Talking about Houston be jumping. Oh, my mama, Houston. Houston, my favorite city in the United States of America.
I can't wait to go because I've never been.
I love Houston.
I've never been.
Please,
one year,
never.
I went four times in one
if
year.
You go
you
to Houston.
You said Peas in the Podcast trip?
If you go to, yes.
Let's go.
If you go to
let's
Houston,
go. Let's go. I know the
please
perfect travel
do not
agent.
Ever leave on a Sunday.
No, you
no,
got to
you got to leave on a Monday.
You leave on the Monday,
they
bro.
They said it. They did say you got to leave on the Monday.
My first time I left on a Sunday, Sunday, I was pissed.
You a dumbass.
Hey. Everything happens
that
on Sunday.
That fucking Sunday.
Hey.
Sunday fun day in Houston, bro.
If
it's
I get the trip
bro.
Together, y'all gonna go? A Peas in the Podcast trip, just us four?
Yeah, just put that shit together.
We just tell me how much I need to pay.
We take a significant others?
No.
No?
We outside.
We outside?
We
you shouldn't have to
we
ask
outside.
That. Nah, if my bitch wanted to go, she going. And she ain't got to pay shit. You feel what I'm saying? But if she ain't going,
so
she
you
ain't
bring
going.
Nah, I'm single, but I'm not available.
Girl, you is not single.
She told me, so I'm single.
Yo,
but I'm not available.
Hold on.
I'm single, but I'm not available.
I'm single,
what the
but
fuck
I'm not available.
Mean?
I'm not in a relationship, but I'm
you
not
ain't
available.
Looking for shit.
Nah,
just
I ain't
chilling.
Looking for shit right now. Like, I'm just outside having fun.
And how long was you with this girl?
What the fuck is outside having fun
for
if you're not available?
Why y'all stop talking?
Ooh.
Ooh, let me stop being nosy. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, you been tuned to another episode of Peas the Podcast with your boy Jay with the Ink, Yaya Black. Plain Jane.
No, say her real fucking name, Naya.
Nah, I go by Plain Jane. See y'all later.
Take me through that, take me through that. Take me through that, take me through that.
Where we going?
Take me through that, take me through that.
Where we going, twin?
Take me through that, take me through that.